News Talk 790 KFYO. Good morning, Tom, Laura, and you. Make sure it's your seatbelts fastened up, if you would, please. Laura, I said we were going to do this. If you want to ring us up right now, fast with a finger, 770-5790. Double bonus. You're a winner, okay? You're going to get both the sandwich of the day at the Glazed Honey Ham Company on 82nd, just west of Indiana, and also the 5-pound Pick It Fresh experience, where you can go out to Apple Country and gaze at 6,000 apple trees and say, which one do I want to pick?
There you go.
Just ring us up, like I said, right now. Caller 1-770-5790.
Some great food for lunch.
And you're in.
And speaking of lunches, we're not talking about that yet, are we?
Oh, we can go ahead and bring her in. Ladies and gentlemen, Brenda Doobie.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. Now, you're with United Supermarkets, and you guys have put together a program called Build a Better Lunchbox.
Yes.
Tell us about that. We've got school just right around the corner.
We do. It's August, and time to start thinking about back to school, although most kids, my kids included, are in denial that this is just around
right.
the corner. But we figured we'd put together a little something to help people think about what to make lunches out of, and, you know, something healthy to put in those lunchboxes.
And it's got to be something fast,
yes.
You know, because everybody is so pressed for time.
Yes.
And sometimes the prepackaged stuff, the fast stuff that you can just throw in kids' lunchboxes are not the healthiest.
Some of them. Now, we do have some options.
Yeah.
We have some of our, we call them snack packs, but we have options like some of them have light chicken salad with some cheese and some fruit in them that you can grab and go. We've got the ready cut, the fresh cut fruit that we cut fresh in our stores. You can grab that so you can put in the lunch boxes.
It's a good idea.
And then we've come up with a little kind of a handout, a brochure. You can either start looking for it in the stores, or you can go online. You can go to livingwellatmarketstreet.com on our blog. It's there. You can go to Market Street United and find it. So we've got it all over the place.
All right. So there's no excuse
right.
to not know how to pack your
right.
kids' lunchbox.
Right. And we came up with a 1-2-3 program to help you plan in advance. And it's got a shopping list in it. So we'll tell you, like, start with a starch and a protein. And we give you examples of things you might want to include. So easy ones are, like, turkey and whole grain crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit. And then we tell you, you know, try pairing it with maybe some cheese or some peanut butter. And then we'll talk about veggies, which carrots are usually popular with kids. They have a little
right.
bit of a sweet taste, or some of the grape tomatoes or something. And then maybe they want a snack or a treat, or they eat early in the day and they have practice after school. So we talk about some snack items. And then a beverage. Trying to stay away from some of the high sugar beverages that provide lots of calories, not a lot of nutrition.
Yeah, I know on beverages, a lot of the ones that come in the packets
mm-hmm.
and the ones that come in the boxes mm-hmm. are, seem to be pretty popular, but aren't they high in sugar?
Some of them are. Mm-hmm. So I brought you guys some options here to try. So flavored waters can mm-hmm. be a great option. So the one I brought you today is an appleberry. It's a sparkling water that's flavored. With a little bit of fruit, and they come in all kinds of different flavors. It's called LaCroix. But it's spelled differently than that. It sounds fancy, doesn't it?
It does. LaCroix. This is something that, like, adults would drink.
Yeah. And everything that we have here, adults can certainly use in their lunchbox
uh-huh.
too. So planning is the biggest part of this. And then we have some easy, things for you. We've got, I brought you Kind bars.
Tasty.
Those are some of our favorites.
I love these.
I know. They're nuts, and some of them have, I think I brought you guys a dark chocolate.
This is dark chocolate, nuts, and sea salt.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite one.
And mine's peanut butter with dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of different ones, with chocolate, without chocolate. They're all nut, based. We do have some granola bar versions of them. I like them. They're natural.
Mm-hmm.
They're a great snack to tide your kids over.
There's one of the Kind bars is a cranberry almond.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And it's delicious.
There's several.
Now, this is also, mine has 7 grams of protein. Does yours?
Mm.
Is that from the peanut butter? in mine.
And the peanuts.
I got 7 grams of fiber, 6 grams of protein.
Yeah. Not bad. They're all natural, gluten-free, low glycemic.
A good stick
good
with
source
you.
Of fiber. No trans fats, kind bars. Mm-hmm. And I've tried these on my kids, and they love them. Mm-hmm. They are very good.
Yeah.
Easy to find at the store. Oh, yeah. Where are they in the store?
They're usually in the Market Streets. They're in the Living Well section in the United. Sometimes they're up by the register. You can find them different places in the store. And in Market Street, they're in by the register sometimes. Sometimes they're in the coffee bar area. Mm-hmm.
And they're called Kind K-I-N-D mm-hmm. bars.
Yeah.
Much better than a candy bar.
I'll tell you, when you chew it up, because it's like so crunchy, and there's so much to chew, it's kind of like you get more it's like you're more satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I like the dark chocolate sea salt because it's got a little bit of sweet, a little bit of salty. It's kind of just the all-around satisfying snack.
Yeah. Right now, kids are going to like this other stuff.
Like
these are like single serve
chocolate.
Things.
Yeah.
These are little Angry Bird crackers. They're honey made crackers from Nabisco.
Yes. Yeah, so like little graham crackers, animal crackers are another good thing to mm-hmm. try in there. Because maybe they want a little something sweet and a little bit of treat, and it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, just cookies. There's some options. And those are ready to go, easy to throw in the lunch bag. Even, you know, older kids can help put their lunches together.
And graham crackers are lower in sugar mm-hmm. than cookies would be, mm-hmm. right? Is mm-hmm. that why we like graham crackers
yeah.
so much?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good idea. And these are cute. They're Angry Birds.
Those are fun ones. There's all kinds of fun options to go in the store. Yeah. We had fun picking out some. And then I brought like little raisin packets.
Yeah.
The little mini ones, especially for the younger kids. Mm-hmm. The older kids might think, well, I need a couple of these. But I think they're good for adults, just for a little something sweet, because raisins can actually get pretty sweet pretty fast. They're concentrated. And then the little mini water bottles. Now, you can certainly have a refillable water bottle. I like the little ones when I have little kids around because they don't tend to finish the bigger mm-hmm. regular size. So we certainly have those.
Yeah, I have about 8 half-drunk bottles in the refrigerator. And nobody knows which one
right.
belongs to whom. You
right.
know, so it will go into watering my plants, I guess.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Nobody wants to drink
relative water. How much water are you supposed to be drinking a day?
Usually about 6 to 8 cups a day, depending on, you know, how much you're exercising or sweating or how humid it is, how hot you are. Someone in good health, that's probably what they need to be drinking.
See, because isn't it like 80 ounces is what they used to say?
64. You can have up to 80, especially if you're sweating a lot. But 64 is usually where we try and go with that.
Yeah.
All right.
You don't want to do too much water. There is such a thing as doing too much,
you
isn't there?
You can do too much of anything.
Yeah, right.
I think there's something called water poisoning.
Does coffee count? Is that water
no.
intake? No. Oh, darn.
I know.
Talking with Brenda Doobie, United Family Stores. We'll be back 7:17. Tom Collins and Laura Mack. It's Wednesday, smack in the middle of the week. We have with us Brenda Doobie from the United Family of Stores.
Are you popping a top?
Popping a top again. Okay, what I'm drinking is, I'm going to slaughter this. It looks like LaCroix.
It's spelled LaCroix.
It's like the island, LaCroix.
Right.
Anyway, this is, I guess, is this supposed to be like one of those like sing around the campfire drinks? Says Pambaya.
It does sound like a campfire.
Appleberry flavored
water.
Sparkling water, which means it's got a little fizz to it. How is it?
Refreshing.
Is it? Especially if it was really cold and.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really good stuff.
But it's good over ice.
It's kind of got a little afterburner mm-hmm. to it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of the fizz that you're mm-hmm. looking for, like from a soda.
No, it's kind of, well, it's different. It's kind of like it's a different kind of sweet. Mm-hmm. It's like one of those things that just kind of lingers on the, you know, the taste buds. You know when your mouth waters right here on the sides?
Mm-hmm. A little tart?
Kind of like where barbecue sauce hits you, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, yow.
Yeah. I know that.
But it feels good, and it tastes good, and it's real light.
Yeah, it's not heavy, sweet, heavy flavor. You know, we encourage people to know it's water, that's flavored.
Right. Yeah.
Kind of like if you put a little bit of lemon in your water, it's just a light flavor. Kind of like that.
And I like that. I don't like the heavily sweetened mm-hmm. waters.
Now, what's the deal? What's the deal with drinks that aren't necessarily so good for you with, like, artificial sweeteners and stuff like that? I have heard and seen research and stories about this of late. When you drink that stuff or you eat stuff that has artificial sweeteners in it, it just, like, your body wants to eat more.
Right.
So there's some research studies out there that have shown when you consume especially large amounts of diet drinks that don't actually have the calories but the sweet taste, it kind of triggers your body to get ready to process sugar, but there's really not a lot. And so you're craving more because your body's like, you know what? You actually didn't give me any fuel to fill up on.
I got to tell you, I was starving before you walked in here. I ate that Kind bar.
Mm-hmm. Are you good now?
I am satiated.
There you go.
I said it.
Well, and artificial sweeteners have also been linked to migraines.
In some people,
uh-huh.
It depends on their tolerance, their sensitivity to it. Now, they are considered safe mm-hmm. in moderation, like anything else. But some people are more sensitive to it, so it's a trigger for them.
Yeah.
So definitely in that case.
And when we're talking moderation, let's talk diet drinks, because that's really big with people right now who, mm-hmm. you know, they'll have a diet drink or two or three or four a day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that overdoing it if you have more than like one diet drink a day with artificial sweeteners?
Again, it can be, especially if you have triggers or you're not tolerating it mm-hmm. or you're replacing some of your good intake, your good nutrition with that. So instead of having fruit, you just have a soda and fill up on the soda.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Right. Well, so. These are very good and they're not big and bulky. So, I mean, these would pack into a lunchbox. The LaCroix drinks would mm-hmm. pack into a lunchbox quite easily.
Calorie-free, sweetener-free, mm-hmm. sodium-free, but...
just water and flavor.
It's delicious.
Look for the bright green, yellow, orange, red, blue, and purple box.
Okay, let's check...
hard to miss.
Let's check that paper ad out there. You guys got your ad... you got some smoking deals over there,
United. We do. This is our anniversary ad is out. Still, so we have, it's our 98th anniversary. So yes. We're celebrating that.
We knew that.
Yeah. So look, Tom, you're going to like this with the buy one, get one free, the top sirloin steak.
I'm all about meat.
mm-hmm.
But we have chicken too.
Oh, good.
That's also buy one, get one free. Corn, what a time of year for corn on the cob. I love throwing that
corn on the cob on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I like to do with that corn? You know, in the husk and stuff, I like to sink it, put it in the sink and just cover it in cold water.
Mm-hmm.
Let it kind of get waterlogged. And then while it's waterlogged, like roll it up in foil
mm-hmm.
to keep the water in there. You put it on the grill, man, it cooks like real fast.
What other specials? Quickly.
We've got the tomatoes. I like the little cherub tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Those are buy one, get one free. We've got peaches on sale, green beans, salad. And everything in between. Got some waters.
Sounds good.
Some all kinds of good stuff.
Hey, you want to build a better lunchbox for back to school or just take them when to work? Get your Heiner over to United Family of Stores, United, Market Street, and Amigos. Thanks for coming in with us.
Thank you.
Bringing the good stuff.
Absolutely.
Appreciate that. It's 29 minutes after the hour.